What's coming in the next 100 years in sports? We'll find out what a Richmond sports writer thinks after this. Randy Hallman is a sports writer for the Richmond News Leader. He has some definite thoughts about sports in the next 100 years.
The most important decision facing the sports world of the next two centuries should come relatively soon. The question, whether to enlarge present courtroom spectator facilities or simply convert our sprawling athletic arenas into courtrooms. If you think I'm kidding, just take a look at your sports pages today or any day. Legal wrangling is crowding nice, simple items like touchdowns and home runs right out of the headlines. The days when a schoolboy memorized the batting averages of every player for his favorite team are gone. The crucial statistic now is the six-figure salary. The most important fact about a player is the disposition of the courts on his suit to become a free agent. Legal suits proliferate in every sport. Player against player, player against team, team against team, team against league, league against league, and any number of other combinations, ad infinitum. Soon some figure Filbert will cook up a rating system, and players and teams will be ranked according to their successes in the halls of justice. Catfish Hunter of the Yankees would have been a runaway winner as baseball's best pitcher last year. In basketball, the poor old New Virginia Squires would still have a shot at a championship with that suit they're threatening to file against the American Basketball Association. As interest grows, the courtrooms will be jammed to overflowing. Attorneys will become the superstars, agents the managerial geniuses of the sports world. No doubt cheerleaders will be brought in with such ditties as, "Litigate, litigate, we don't want to mitigate." Colleges have already begun to move in on the legal bonanza in sports, with players and schools taking judiciary pot shots at the NCAA. High schools and the little leagues will be quick to follow once the trend is clear enough. After all, we've already had 9-year-old girls going to court to secure their rights to play ball with 9-year-old boys. Of course, judges are going to have to change their attitudes about uproar in the trials. Every witness will now be greeted with cheers and boos, and a lawyer's closing argument could bring a standing ovation. TV timeouts will become a common occurrence, and an attorney may want to pause briefly so that the fans at home will have time to see an instant replay of a particularly telling gesture. Can't you see it now? Kurt Gowdy will lean over to Frank Gifford and say, "Frank, I think the defense has taken the momentum with that last brilliant broken field cross-examination." And Giff, always up to the occasion, will reply, "That's right, Kurt. But now we're in a goal line situation, and those last few jurors are always the hardest to get. We've got a young attorney at work here, and now we'll see what kind of poise he has." Meanwhile, the games themselves will become secondary. Worn-out, over-the-hill players will go through the motions before a few die-hard fans in empty, echoing stadiums. Player salaries will plummet at the same time teams begin to fight over the draft rights to bright young talent just emerging from law school. Somewhere near the bottom of the sports pages, beneath all the important stories about suits and countersuits, they may list the scores in small print for the first 50 years or so. When pro sports dwindle, the colleges will soon realize there's no percentage in pouring millions into their athletic programs. High schools will go back to a few intramural games, and those high-pressure little leagues will disappear. Then, maybe, long about the year 2176, a few kids who can still find an old bat and ball and an empty meadow where they can mark off the bases will rediscover sport the way it was invented, as pure fun.
A look at sports and what's to come. From Randy Hallman of the Richmond News Leader, I'm Ross Hunter.